Each week on the Thursday Daily at 11:45, we profile an Australian artist, be they a sculptor, painter, dancer, writer, someone working in the creative sphere. Pamela Cook is a best-selling author, podcast host, and writing mentor and coach. She's based down on the South Coast, and Pamela writes women's fiction set in places that you'll want to escape to. Her books keep you turning the page with stories about tangled family relationships, the ups and downs of friendship, grief, loss, belonging, and love. But don't worry, there's usually a happy ending. And this morning, Pamela is our interview with an artist guest. Now, you can connect with her via her Instagram page at Pamela Cook Writes, or also her website. Just Google Pamela Cook author and you will absolutely find her. Pamela, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Wilhelmina. It's great to be talking to you today.
Yeah, look, wonderful. Now, for our listeners who maybe haven't come across your books, can you describe your genre for us?
Okay, well, my most recent book is definitely in the women's fiction genre. It's about family, friendship, a secret from the past, coming back to haunt the main character. I've had four previously published books which have been in the rural romance genre, but they've really been, again, about the woman's story and with more of a romantic element.
Okay, perfect. And so where do you get your inspiration from?
Well, all my books have at least partial country settings, and I do live on a beautiful property with horses in the bush, or not in the bush, very just south of Sydney, but surrounded by bush. So I do like to write books set in rural places. They usually have a bit of a city element as well because I grew up in Sydney. So, it's a little bit of both. And I guess I'm just interested in definitely in women's lives. I'm the mother of three daughters. I come from a family with a very strong mother, a strong grandmother, and I'm really interested to write about strong women, putting them into situations that might be difficult and seeing what happens and how they get out of that.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Can you remember the first story that you sold or published?
I can. The very first thing I had published was actually a poem, and it was published in a Canberra sort of newspaper magazine. I think it was called The Muse. I've still got the check, actually, the $25 check.
Yes.
I never cashed it. It's pinned to my corkboard.
I love
that. And it was it's still there. I saw it the other day, actually. And it was a poem about cicadas. It was about my husband showing my daughter, who I only had one at the time. She's now 27. She was probably about four or five when this poem was written, but showing her a cicada and just about the sort of bond between father and daughter. So that was the first thing I had published.
Oh, that's beautiful. What did you think you'd be when you were five?
Oh, I have a really bad memory from childhood. I was mad about dolls and things when I was five. And I don't know. I really don't have a vivid memory of it, but I did end up becoming a teacher, so I think I already always had that nurturing, caring side. But I was also in a family where my father was a book hoarder. We had books everywhere in the house and, you know, frequent trips to the library. So I did become an English teacher. So I think that was sort of always in the blood, and also the whole books and writing thing was in the blood.
Yeah, right. Okay, when did you start calling yourself an author?
Oh, that's really interesting, actually.
I know.
You know, it's always that moment when you're filling in your passport thing on the plane, you know, when you've got to write
your
application.
Oh, my God, yes.
And it's always like, oh, and even after I had a couple of books published, you know, by a major traditional publisher, it took me a few years to actually be able to write down, you know, writer or author. You know, I stuck to writing teacher, even though I wasn't really teaching in high school by then. But yeah, it was really difficult, and it's that whole idea of, you know, how you see yourself and how you feel about, you know, what you're doing, I guess. Not that I didn't love what I was doing, but that whole imposter syndrome, we all have.
Yes, you absolutely nailed it there. It's just that imposter syndrome all over. Who are some of the other writers you admire?
Oh, look, I've got a bit of a tradition, I guess, of reading literary fiction. But since I wrote my first published novel, which was Blackwater Lake, which, you know, as I said, was in the rural romance genre, I've sort of broadened out, and I'm quite an eclectic reader now. So, you know, I have loved and still love authors like Tim Winton, Marcus Zusak, I love Leanne Moriarty.
Yeah.
I love some historical authors, Geraldine Brooks, Kate Forsyth. I love Hannah Richel, who's writing sort of women's contemporary fiction with a historical component. So, yeah, I've got a really eclectic taste, and it's great to be able to read lots of great Australian authors now as well.
Yeah, I think we are really, we have a great suite of writers out there. It's really wonderful. What do you do to get out of a creative funk?
Oh, that's a good one. Walking is really good.
Yep.
Spending some time out in the bush, you know, walking some trails or just going for a walk away from everything. I've got a horse that I ride too infrequently. So I do like to go and have a ride on him because it's something that you've got to just completely concentrate on when you're doing it, and it takes your mind right away from anything else that you might be doing.
Yep.
And then, of course, the other thing is just to sit down and write. At the bottom line is, you know, you've just got to push through and sit down and write some words and see where they take you.
Yeah. Who's your biggest fan?
Oh, that's a tough one. It's really tough. My daughters are all great. Not that they've read all of my books, but their attitude is always just, oh, it's fine, Mum, just publish it. and I have to say, even though he isn't a huge reader, my husband is very, very supportive of my writing.
Yay, the husband.
He's been great at sort of, you know, helping support me financially and allowing me to sort of indulge my passion, you know, even though I have been able to earn some money from it. So I'd probably say him.
Yeah. And who's your biggest critic?
Me.
Yes. Yes.
I don't even have to think about that one.
So far, everyone is their own biggest critic. I love this.
Oh, it's really?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And lastly, what are you working on at the moment?
So I'm actually working on a novel. My most recent novel, Cross My Heart, came out just 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
actually.
Congratulations on that. Yeah.
Thank you. So I've been promoting that, but I've started another novel a while ago, which I'm now doing for Nano. So I'm trying to get some words down every day over the month of November and reach hopefully 50,000 words at the end of it. And it's a story about family again, mothers and children and parental alienation.
Wow. Oh, wow. Well, good luck for... Now, what it's NaNoWriMo. NaNoWriMo. I did actually read your post on some tips for that, and I've been trying to use them. So,
good.
Yes, you inspired me. You absolutely inspired me.
You're doing NaNo too?
Yeah, I'm trying to. But I'm finding my writing at the moment. I'm writing shorter pieces as opposed to a big, long piece, but I am trying to have a daily word count.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, look, Pamela, thank you so much for your time. Great to have you in as our interview with an artist guest, and all the best with your next writing project.
Oh, thanks, Wilhelmine. It's been really lovely chatting.
Yeah, have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Bye-bye.